You're listening to Stock Car Radio. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com.
This show brought to you by the Entertainment Radio Network and presented in part by Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Here's your host.
Hey, it is Stock Car Radio. I'm Alan Taylor alongside Stephen Cole Smith, editor-in-chief of Motorsport.com, where you can find all things motorsports at your fingertips anytime, day or night, 24/7. Stephen Cole Smith, how you doing today, brother?
Doing okay, man. How are you doing?
I'm not having a good day. I'm going to be ornery. I tell you that right now.
Oh, well, we're going to have fun with this show, believe me, because if we're not good, we might as well have fun.
That's exactly right. Well, at the bottom of the hour,
Speaking of which.
Hold on. Let me tell you my news first, damn it. Told you I'm ornery. Kenny Wallace is going to be on the bottom of the hour. Anyway, what's your news?
Cool. Kenny Wallace is such a cool guy. Yeah, I mean, he's one of the real NASCAR guys that you can see at a dirt track who does it because he loves racing.
So, exactly.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Good family, man.
Anyway,
yeah.
I don't know how much sponsorship for this show costs, but I mean, how many ads could I get for $88 million on Stock Car Radio?
You can buy my spleen, my liver, my heart, my eyeballs, my nose, my, anyway.
Okay. Well, just the National Guard, you know, sponsors NASCAR cars, you know, especially like Dale Earnhardt Jr. They sponsor IndyCar. They've spent $38 million on IndyCar racing.
Whew.
And they've spent $88 million on NASCAR. And according to USA Today, the National Guard spent $26.5 million to sponsor NASCAR racing in 2012 alone to bolster its marketing and recruitment, but failed to sign up a single new soldier to its rank, according to data provided to USA Today. Now, I got to think, if they gave us $26.5 million, we can go give $1 million of that to some guy and make him sign up,
right.
And we're already ahead of what the National Guard and NASCAR have done.
Well, on top of all my body parts and organs, you could actually sponsor 370 years of Stock Car Radio.
That's good to know, because as I help us find sponsorship, that's a figure I'll throw out there.
There you go.
But anyway, this congressperson, Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, is holding a hearing on the recruitment program. And you can already tell where this hearing is going, because she said the Guard is, quote, wasting a bunch of money on a very expensive sports partnership, unquote. So you kind of got an idea of where Senator McCaskill is going to take this. But, of course, the Guard, in their favor, say that, you know, not that many people actually go straight from a track to the National Guard recruitment, that millions of people have been exposed to the Guard. And, of course, some of those people are going to end up signing up. But, you know, it's hard to quantify that, yeah, I signed up only because I was at Talladega and I saw Little E in his car out there. So, you know, I mean, sponsorship is tough. You know, I always wondered, you know, with Jeff Gordon had DuPont paints for so many years, still does. And I've always wondered, you know, if the purpose of sponsorship is to sell something, exactly how many cans of DuPont paint could DuPont figure that they sold based on the millions they spent on Jeff Gordon? And I don't know how you do that. I guess there's some way to quantify it. But anyway, that gives you an idea of what it costs to be a NASCAR. The Guard spent $88 million as a NASCAR sponsor from 2011 to 2013, $38 million on IndyCar sponsorship over the same period. So, you know, that's this both these sports, you know, IndyCar, not cheap to play in, NASCAR, $88 million from 2011 to 2013, that is a lot of money.
Good Lord is all I can say. And I think there's an old saying, a fool and his money are soon parted.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
This is our tax money, so this is actually our money that we're being parted with here.
Oh, well, then hold on a second. I like racing. Always have.
I hear you. And I'm going to go join the Guard now. I mean, is 60 too old? I don't think so.
I don't know. It depends on if it's your waist or your age. I think both of them, you're in trouble.
Hey, if they got benefits, I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. You know, yeah. I mean, and without sponsors, obviously, the race don't happen.
Right. The cars don't happen. Nothing happens.
That's
so,
right.
You know, NASCAR pays really well. I mean, you can make $250,000 for finishing last at Daytona, but you end up at the last at the second race at Pocono, and you're talking, maybe $15,000. So if you're looking at an entire year sponsorship, it doesn't cost any more to run Pocono than it does Daytona, which is why you've got a handful of guys that just go for the big races. The Wood Brothers, for example, the 21 car, you know, they're not going to show up at the second race in Pocono. They did show up at Talladega. They did show up at Daytona. They do show up at Texas. Those are the races that pay a lot of money because even with sponsorship, you still got to have some of that prize money to get from track to track.
Well, and it's like you said, it's a necessity that without it, we don't see much racing. But I got to say, in looking up Kenny Wallace, who's going to be on at the bottom of the hour, here's a guy who, like you said, he loves racing. But you know what? His brothers, of course, Rusty Wallace with the biggest name, but they kind of went for the big glory, but it just seems like he loves the sport, and so he dirt races.
Right.
And you got to respect that, and he's never stopped. What's it been, like 31 years the guy's been racing? 900. Last year he hit that 900 race starts, and that's like rarefied air in the world of racing, is it not?
It absolutely is. I mean, he and Ken Schrader are the two guys that come to mind who actually bring the big time to the little tracks and let people see NASCAR people up close.
Yep. All right, hang tight. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world of racing today with the editor-in-chief of Motorsport.com, my pal here on Stock Car Radio, Stephen Cole Smith, and me will be right back. After midnight. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Trust in your hands.